while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Let me give you three things here concerning timing. There's what you call hopeless. You ever felt hopeless? Number two, there's desperation or desperate. And then number three, there is panic. Hopeless, desperate, and panic. That word panic comes from pan, which has to do with pandemic, which has to do with pandemonium. So let's focus, let's key in on that. You know, even David, and we won't go into all these scriptures, but in 1 Samuel chapter 17, David is tending the sheep. And it comes to his father to send him to the battle to see how his brothers fared. You know the story. And at that time, David arrived, and it had been 40 days. Now hear me. It had been 40 days where Goliath was speaking over them in the morning sacrifice and the evening sacrifice. So Goliath had 40 services, 80 services. In the morning sacrifice, he'd come out, in the evening sacrifice. So 80 services. So all of Israel, they've gone from hopelessness to desperation to now they're panicking. Every time he comes out, they run. Yeah, yeah. Nobody wants to fight. Yeah, yeah. Nobody wants anything to do with anything because Goliath has set the atmosphere. David arrived in an atmosphere that was full of panic. Yes, come on, secrets to miracles. First thing people want to do sometimes when they enter into an atmosphere that's full of panic, they want to panic and run. Amen. Tell somebody there's a secret to a miracle. Come on, these signs shall follow them that believe. David, now you got to follow me here because David arrived at God's time. Remember, your steps are ordered by the Lord. Amen. My times are in his hands. David arrived in an atmosphere that was full of panic. Everyone was fleeing from Goliath. Every time he come out, they flee. Saul and all of them. Staying way far away as they could. But see, it's significant that David arrived in the time of panic. See, that time is very significant. Because had David come when Goliath first showed up, it would have been a big deal, but not such a big deal. Because now in this time of panic, the battle was very significant. Saul said, listen, somebody that slays him, their family gonna be tax-free. They ain't gonna ever have to pay any taxes. He said, next, I'm going to give them all kind of rewards. I'm going to lay them down with money and reward, and I'm going to give them my daughter's hand in marriage. That's when David showed up. So David said, now, wait, explain this to me again. Tax-free, money, and marriage too? See, had he arrived in the time of hopelessness, Saul hadn't put that out there. Amen. Come on, somebody gonna catch it. Thank you, sis. Somebody gonna catch it. See, God has, there are secrets to miracles. What looks like something all messed up to the world, it's got a silver lining in it. See, there's something on your life. You have some keys that can open some doors that can change. Listen, you can meet somebody and change their life, and that can be the person that finances the ministry the rest of your life. Change your life forever. Because God blessed them with all that, and they just want to bless you. Why? You were in the right place at the right time, and you saw the silver lining. You didn't allow the panic to make you panic. Tell somebody I'm made for this. See, when you're in the right timing with God, the impact is greatly magnified. It's like the stock market, or that little testimony my wife and I share about when we had stock in this company, and the Lord told me when to sell it when everyone else is saying don't sell it, but it was the right time to sell it. Hear me. When the right timing is there, the impact is greatly magnified. How many know we are world changers? It's time out now for the church just wanting to blend in and be quiet and not disrupt anything. No, we're here for a revolution. Now, some of y'all ain't familiar with that word. Look it up. We're not here for a rebellion. We're here for a revolution. We're here to change some stuff. Amen? Timing will take you to another level. When you time it, when you're moving in God's timing, it will take you to another level. Let me give you some points here. One thing that you must determine to be adjustable. Adjust, be adaptable. Adapt. You know, God, why? My times are in His hands. When I run up on situations I can't change, and I didn't create, and it's not from being slothful, and you refuse to get anxious, just know that God's got it under control. Amen. God, so adjust, be flexible, be pliable. Don't get all upset. Don't let worry and anxiety take over your thinking. God's working a miracle. Amen. Tell somebody, do something different. When you run up on a situation like that, instead of being, allowing yourself to worry and become afraid and start to panic, no, do something different. Be adjustable. Be pliable. God's got this thing under control. My times are in His hands. My steps are ordered of the Lord. Number two, keep your heart full of expectation. Expect certain things to happen. When things don't pan out according to your schedule, just like you planned it out, say amen. Amen. Know that God's in control. And Jeremiah 29:11. Get that up for me real quick. Jeremiah 29:11. Tell somebody, expect it to happen. It may not happen the way I think or the way I plan, but I'm pliable. I'm not going to let a little bump in the road get me all discouraged about what God promised me, because God is God of the bumps in the road. And our times are in His hands. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Tell somebody, keep expecting. Keep expecting. Expectation is important. Yeah. Having an expectant heart. When a woman is with child, she's expecting. She makes a lot of adjustments. Things change. But she's expecting. Keep an expectant heart. Again, it's a process. All miracles don't happen overnight. God's working something. And it's a process. Number three. And here's where some miss it. when it comes time to for a miracle or the secret to miracles, sometimes you must know or learn how to act quickly. I didn't say be in a hurry, but to act quickly. You must be willing to act quickly. I'm going to give you a statement right here. You want to write it down if you're writing, because this is something that you need to remember. Opportunity is not a fixed target, but a moving target. Opportunity is not just a bing, fixed target that you can come back next month. Or next year, it's still there. It's a moving target. That's how miracles are. That's why you must know and learn how to act quickly. Not get in a hurry, not be frantic, but to act quickly. You can be at peace and still do something quickly. You must be willing to seize the moment. If not, you may miss the blessing. Tell somebody, not in a hurry, but able to move fast. In other words, you can move fast and still be cool, calm, and collected. But you move fast. Number four, there are things that we must connect to divine connections. Divine, somebody say divine connections. And what do I mean by that? Many, when they sense it with their reasoning or their intelligence or something natural or carnal, they're quick to move. But we must have divine connections. There's sometimes, and I say this to the mature, and those that are not, you learn before you just, but there's sometimes you act without sense knowledge.
Amen. Amen.
It doesn't make sense, but I feel the Holy Ghost telling me. I hear God saying something to me. I hadn't put all the pieces of the puzzle together yet, but I hear the Holy Ghost saying something to me about this situation that I need to act quickly on. I don't see it, Lord, but I see you. I feel you. I don't hear it, Lord, but I hear you. They're saying it's not time, Lord, but I hear your timing. Amen. Divine connections. Our increase comes from above. God will give you wisdom from above. Our movement cannot be based upon what we are seeing with our natural eyes. It must be based upon what we are sensing, what God is telling us, what God is impressing upon our heart.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.